hey, let's do some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Macy needs some help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice here because my boyfriend has started doing something that's honestly driving me a little crazy, LOL.
Okay, tell us.
We've only started dating this year, and overall, he's great.
Yeah.
He has a lot of great qualities.
Great.
He's kind, great. Funny, super great. Thoughtful.
Yes.
But he's developed this thing where he talks to me in a baby voice, like full-on goo goo gaga baby talk.
Amazing.
Oh wow. At first I'll admit it was kind of cute in a silly private way. I let it slide when we were at home, but lately he started doing it in public.
Okay.
The other night we were at a restaurant and he did the baby voice while ordering. The server looked horrified and I just wanted to crawl under the table. I've told him that it's weird, makes me uncomfortable, and asked him to stop, but he insists it's our thing, babe.
Oh.
The problem is, it's definitely not our thing.
Oh.
I like this guy a lot, but this is starting to make me question stuff. So have any of your listeners ever dealt with something like this?
Mm-hmm.
A partner who does something weird or embarrassing that they just won't stop?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get him to chill out without totally hurting their feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, he has a lot of great qualities, but this is kind of nuts.
Wow.
Let me see.
So I will have the filet and my day.
My
little smoky booby boobies. You have the macaroni and cheese and chicken fingers.
I just can't. I just, and the fact that she says it makes me uncomfortable, and he's like, no.
Girl,
it's our thing.
It's our thing. Boop. Aren't you cute?
Boop. Oh, wow.
Your cheeks flush when you get angry, and I think that's so cute.
I mean, this should have been just like that. Like, hey, babe, can we not with the baby talk? And then he
goes,
like, all right, cool. And then that should have been it. But the fact that he's completely ignoring her when she says, it makes me uncomfortable.
I think you just got to like drive that point home because
we got to double down.
If I felt like, especially early in the relationship, that I was doing something even remotely embarrassing to her, that was embarrassing like her, I'd be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah. You don't want to be like annoying the crap out of your partner right now.
So you don't want to boo boo dee doo boo boo dee doo.
Oh, no, sir. Nope. That's no. That's no. Thank you. That's no thank you.
So what you need to do now is just get a dog or a cat together. You can get an animal together. Even though you're less than a year dating, it's fine. Just get an animal. Bring a new life.
Yes. Let's adopt an animal together.
Bring a new life into the relationship. And,
he can do his boo 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 on them. That's no.
This is how to lose a guy in 10 days stuff. I just realized that.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's exactly what she did to him, old Benny. Boo, boo,
boo, boo, boo, boo, boo, boo, boo.
Yes, that's exactly what she did.
Wow.
Yes. But she didn't keep it up.
No. And they ended up falling in love, and that was kind of the thing. So, I mean, there is hope, I guess, Macy, that this could turn into something.
If he listens to her when she communicates, hey, I don't like that. Can you please stop?
Have you been in this sort of thing where you've got a partner that's just insistent upon doing something that embarrasses you? How do you get him to stop? Do you just have to be raw about it and be like, yo, you gotta cut that out?
It sounds like she has been when she says, hey, I don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable and it's embarrassing in public.
But maybe, Kelly, she's doing it the way you would do it.
Oh, too nice?
Yeah, and, you're being too, like,
non-confrontational by nature, yes.
If you could find it in your heart to maybe reduce the amount of times you do that in public, that would be great. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, maybe she just needs to take a more hardline stance on it. Yeah.
Like, stop or I'm out. That's a little hardcore, though, because
But maybe he'll get the point. All right, 502-795-1997. Do you want to tell us your little boo 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 baby voice for your...
I don't think, no, that's not what we're asking for. We're not asking for more of that. No, he might misinterpret and keep
he's
it
like,
up.
Oh, the Ben and Kelly show love this.
Everybody does it.
They think it's great.
Everybody does it. It's right. What couples do.
502-795-1997. Let us know your story on the way. Started as cute. Macy's boyfriend used baby talk in private. She was like, oh, it's kind of cute. But then started doing it in public, and now she's like, how do I make him stop?
It's so cringe, and it's just driving me nuts. And she's already talked to him about, like, hey, it's weird, it makes me uncomfortable, asked him to stop, and he's like, it's our thing, babe. It's just our thing.
Trina says, yeah, that'd be a big deal breaker for me. What a weirdo. I feel like I'd be talking to Ariana Grande the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Genghis John said, well, she just needs to go full baby mode on him at a restaurant, asking, do you need your diapers changed? Do you need a little burp? Or...
Oh, and just the diaper change thing might be good.
And just try to do it back to him and embarrass... Now, you might not be able to go back to that restaurant.
No, also, you are running the risk that he's going to be like, yes,
he's finally in!
This is great, it is our thing, see?
It's our thing, she's in!
You're running the risk
she's
of that.
In!
Just a little bit.
Brian says, look, if they don't live together, I'd suggest that she just goes home every time he starts the baby talk. See if he gets the point.
Oh, just gets up and leaves?
You know, I mean, again, I think we just need to draw a hard line in the sand and be like, look, it was cute when you said, honestly, I don't think it's cute. I think it's kind of cringe. So you need to stop. You just need to stop that. Because most guys, they'll get the point. If you're direct with them. Like if you don't like sugarcoat it,
I feel like words like it makes me uncomfortable should be firm enough.
And
what she said, but.
And if you are saying that he is a thoughtful person,
yeah,
he should pick up on that.
Okay.
So I don't know if she is, maybe she's being a little harder nosed to us than she is to actually him to his face. You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
Maybe
like her saying I'm telling him that I feel uncomfortable. To us is
weird.
Is just like, oh, and not like nervously laughing in the moment, you know? So Macy, maybe you just need to do that little harder line.
Or, hey, I know you think that this is our thing. Can we find another thing, a different thing?
Now, Mike brings up a point and says, you know, look, if he is as thoughtful as you say, I think he will understand if you just simply tell him to stop altogether. Just remember, it's the little things like this that pulled you towards him. So careful what you want to change. Good luck. Interesting. Like, he could take offense and go, well, she just thinks I suck at all things, so I'm just going to be pouting.
That's why we have to choose the best way to approach it. Gingerly, he could go, yeah, a little diaper in a wad. So we don't want that to happen. So we just, you know.
Did you make a boom boom in your poo-poo?
Oh, wow. Maybe that's, I don't know.
Allison says... That gives me massive ick. Talk like that back to him until he gets the hint. I don't know if talking back to him, though, is the right idea, because then it may encourage him.
It sounds like he's going to like that. So I don't know. I think we're just going to have to
double
down in a sweet, gentle way. Just listen. Can we find a new thing, like a different thing? Because this, I'm not feeling like is our thing. Like, I don't like it.
Look, don't want to necessarily kink shame here if that's his thing. But, like, in public, because we all do weird things when doors are closed, right? With our partner. Or am I the only one?
I feel like...
You were very
Gooser.
Silent.
You were
very silent in that whole statement.
Really think that we do anything.
You just kind of left me out to dry there.
Well, because we know how much...
We're all kind of weird, aren't we, when we're behind closed doors with our partner?
Well, you more than others. Okay. Yes. I'm just going to say that maybe we just figure out a different thing that they can share. Secret handshake, maybe?
A secret handshake?
My daughter and my husband have this little handshake thing that got going on. They got a little club.
That's father-daughter. That's cute.
I know. Well, then come up with something else that's less cringe.
Okay. All right. Well, Macy, good luck. I don't think doing it back to him is the idea that we want to do.
No, I don't think we try to.
I do think I go back to
teach him by example.
I go back to just make sure you are not being coy about how you tell him no. You just got to be firm about it. And he should, if he's thoughtful, as you say he is, then you know, he should understand. Ooh.
Maybe she says, listen, when you talk like that, it kind of makes me feel like I'm your mother. And we don't need that kind of a dynamic, right?
So no.
You know, like, I need you to be my hot, strong, strapping man, right?
You're my yes. hot, then, strong, strapping man.
Yes, and no, that makes me feel like I got to mom you. And I don't, we yeah. need to want to yeah. mom you.
All right.
Yeah, no.
All right, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, Macy. That's Group Therapy.